The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, hey, I spoke with Dan Frazier for extended time. You're like, the Dan Frazier? I'm like, oh, hell yes. Retired race car driver, retired cop, now spending his free time creating fun things for you and your family. I'm talking about the Dirty Donut Gravel Race. Martin, Michigan, gravel roads, you, your bike, eating donuts to reduce your time. What? There's like a no puke policy in this race. You're going to love my interview with Dan Frazier. So the first question that I have for you, Dan, is how does someone who goes from race car driving, police work, retires from being a cop, and now hosts the most extravagant, amazing gravel bike race in the state of Michigan? Take me through this progression. How does this happen?
So I retired from being a cop. And probably at a very good time in the country right now. It's great for me, and I feel sorry for some of my brothers and sisters out there now for some of the things they have to go through in our country as a whole, because they fear cops, and that's something we got to figure out how to change. But it was a good time for me to retire. But I raced cars for 10 years in the Midwest. I raced at Berlin Speedway, which is a sponsor of yours, and I never did really good there. But throughout that, I won some races, but I also got a lot of head injuries, and that was before anybody really knew how bad concussions were for you. It was before all the NFL stuff came out, and it was before NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt Jr. wrote a book about concussions, so once I started figuring out after I had retired, I was having vertigo and all this stuff, but I kind of quit for the concussions, and it became very hard after you lost the sponsors in the last economic meltdown. So I didn't want to keep doing it. So I got out of that. And one of the things that they said was very therapeutic for concussions was to ride bicycles. So I got into bicycling big time. So I guess you'd say I'm a little obsessive compulsive, and I'm ADD like you. So
yeah.
When I get into something, it's like it's on. So I was racing 75 races a year at one point in bicycling in 7 different states. And I could do it because of my job and the time off I got. So but I went and saw it, and I'm like, man, there's people who do it well, and there's people who don't do it well. And if you go to that many bike races, you see who does it well and who doesn't. So I thought, my first bike race ever was at Clackel Orchards, which is in Granville. Mm-hmm. And it was a donut race. And I thought, this is awesome. And because I'm a cop, I came in second because I could eat a lot of donuts.
Because they were knocking time off for every donut you eat, which does, I mean, that's great, but it also affects you. I mean, if anyone's ever eaten something heavy like a donut and then gotten back on a ride, that can be,
it does affect you. So, and if you know the people that are hardcore into cycling or running or whatever, they're not going to necessarily be the people who win this race. So, and that's what I wanted, because when I first started cycling, I would go to a USA Cycling race and just get killed. Because these guys have been riding for 5, 6, 7 years. And I'm like, I'm just a beginner. And so I wanted to start a race that was inviting for everybody, even new people, to kind of get their feet wet and see what it was like. So for me, I kind of like when I race cars, I promoted our sponsors. So I kind of put the bicycle thing together. And after Clackel Orchard sold, and I don't even think it's an orchard anymore, but they, I was like, well, we got to bring this back. And gravel became very, popular because people are getting smoked by cars on the roads on bicycles. And, you know, there's that, you know, bicyclists are like, we have a right to the road too. And people in cars are like, get off the dang road. I'm trying to do 55 and get home from work. So going to gravel roads ended up being a lot safer option because they're not as well much traveled. So we started decided to do it on gravel, which is the dirty part of it, dirty dirt roads, and then donuts, because obviously we eat donuts halfway through.
You've got three different distances. Take me through them. 20, is it 22 is the first one?
22 is the first one with one donut stop. That's kind of our entry level race.
Okay.
And then a 41 and a 61. And each one has a different aspect. So hardcore cyclists are going to go to the 61. And we have in each distance, we have a sprint race, which you'd never stop for donuts, which is more for the traditional road racer type Tour de France deal. And then the people who want to have a good time and use strategy will do the donut race. And then we have awards for both.
This whole thing goes down in beautiful Martin, Michigan on the 4th of June. Is it the nastier the weather, the more fun this is? Or, I mean, are you hoping for rain the night before, but sunny on day of so that it's greasy, but enjoyable?
Let's see. In 2019, it rained on race morning, and halfway through the race, it also rained. So it was miserable to a point for the riders, but I still have people talking about what a great race that was because it became a new it became harder for them. So,
yeah,
you know, you come in and you're just a muddy mess after it rains. And so you have a big story. It's like a fishing story if you catch a big fish or, you know, so people love that. But like the perfect scenario for the race would be to have it rain the day before. So the roads are still a little bit wet and then they're fast and compact. So if it's really sunny, you want it sunny on race day, obviously, because nobody wants to ride in the rain. But if it's sunny for the whole week before and there's no rain, it's going to change the conditions of the gravel, which is also part of people's strategy, whether they ride a gravel bike or a mountain bike. So if it's dry, it's going to be loose. But then some of the townships in which we race and put a brine on the gravel, which kind of is like back in the day, they used to put oil down on the road so they wouldn't get dusty.
Right.
Some of the townships that we race through do that. They put a brine down. I think it's a salt something mixture.
Right.
That makes it fast. So, but then you get to a different township and it's not as fast. So
you, in 2019, that was your first year. 20, you took it off. 21, you're back. So this is going to be your biggest year yet. I'm hoping, and I'm sure you're hoping too.
Yeah, we, 2019, we had 217 race. Last year, of course, 2020 COVID got us, but last year we had 455, and I'm hoping to sell out this year at 600, and this will be our third year.
Nice.
And it's pretty sweet. So I'm learning now that this year some of the gravel events that have went on are losing numbers over last year, and we seem to be attributing that to there's other things to do now as COVID starts to slow down and whatnot. So people are getting back into doing, you know, other things. So,
okay.
But cycling was huge.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
During the pandemic. So
Dan, you reached out to me kind of like, if I remember, it was like, hey, I used to listen. I don't listen that much now. I'm just kind of getting caught up. How did I pop into your brain?
So, man, I don't remember. I don't know. It's probably one of those ADD things. And I can't remember, but I used to listen to you when you were on a syndicated radio show and loved you and was madder than heck when you got forced out of that, let's say.
Yeah.
And then I followed you on a sports station for a while.
Okay.
And then I kind of just lost touch. And then I don't remember what it was. It may have been thinking back about how funny it was the time your daughter got stuck in the snow. I think I just thought about that one day and I'm like, man, I got to look this guy up and see what he's doing now. So
I think that's how I remember it too. I think you had presented it to me in that fashion. I was like, oh yeah, of course. So then we struck up a conversation and next thing you know, we're over here talking about the dirty donut. That is cool.
Yeah. Dog's dry. My dog came down to bark at me.
The dog just came down to actually bark in your face. That's great.
I don't know what he's doing, but like he never does that. But I love watching your dogs on the couch all the time. That's funny. How's yours doing?
He is doing well after Daisy bit him. It was a food fight. But yeah, I took him in yesterday. I had him checked. So he's good to go.
Okay. Good.
Good to go.
Good.
Wow. Okay. Well, now if people want to sign up for the Dirty Donut, I've of course on the in the setup on the text of this either on Facebook or on the audio podcast that will accompany this. All the information is there. But in case you want to know, it is dirtydonutrace.com. You have that website, and then people can sign up there. Correct?
Yep. We have a registration link or a page off of our website. You click on a link, and it'll take you to a registration platform where you can register. So
there
and if you guys sign up for the next 3 days, if you use promo code Zane, I'm sorry, Donut Zane, all lowercase, Donut Zane, you will get 20% off.
That's fantastic.
After that we'll go with Zane 22 until race day, unless we sell out before, and that'll be 10% off.
20%. So this is being published on the 10th of May. So they have till the 13th of May.
Let's go to Friday. How about okay. that?
Okay. So
Friday night at midnight it ends.
Okay. There you go. That would be Donut Zane, correct?
Yep.
And then for the 10%, what do they put in for the coupon code?
That'll be Zane 22. So
excellent.
Remember Zane in the year. So Zane 22, all lowercase, and that'll get you 10% off.
I'm writing this all down and I'll include it.
Okay. So while you're writing it down, I thought it may be interesting to share with you how many donuts we have to make to do this.
That's a great thing. I should have thought to ask that. Please tell me.
This year, we anticipate 273 dozen donuts, which equals 3,283 donuts, full-sized glazed donuts. And part of the rules is if you puke, you're out. You're disqualified. So
if you got to puke, you got to hide it. You got to hide it. You got to keep them down and hide it.
Yeah.
So is that a local bakery that you're working with?
Plainwell, Michigan Walmart does that for us, and it takes like 3 people 4 days of nonstop work to do that.
That is incredible.
So, and they do it right before the race, so they're fresh as well. So
excellent, man.
But and also our what is it? We've got if you eat a dozen, you get to be part of Taylor's Dirty Dozen Club. And we donate at least $100 for everybody who does that every year to make a wish.
Okay.
And that's not easy.
Yeah, I imagine that's a lot of donut eating to be sure, but a dozen down. Oh boy. Have you ever witnessed anybody actually puking?
I was in a donut race once in Ohio and I saw a guy get sick. So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Oh man, you're out. All that hard work. Okay. Well, this is great, man. I tell you what, thank you for reaching out to me. Thank you for including me because I know that I'm included. My logo's on like associated with a lot of your merchandising and things like that.
Let me show you here if I can. I think, there you are. You can see Eric Zane on the back of our t-shirt.
I love
so that's
that.
That's our t-shirt for the event. And you're in there. And then you know how the big sports teams do a backdrop behind them for their interviews with their athletes and whatnot.
Yep.
You're on that. So when we do podium shots, you're in the background and your logo's up there.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for that. And that's a great trade. And so I'm also going to be providing voice work. So when people are riding up, getting ready to start in the morning, you'll hear my voice making announcements. So thank you for the opportunity to do that too.
And everybody's registration packet, when they get it for their race numbers, we got a little, I think we're putting this in there. So
there you go.
See that.
The most entertaining morning.
Oh, go ahead.
That says the most entertaining morning radio style podcast without FCC interference. And it gives the locale of the show. Thank you, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always thought you got a raw deal, and I want, if you can help me become successful in my race and I can help you become more successful than you've already become, it's a good deal.
So, hey man, I think it's a great partnership. I'm glad to know you, and it's going to be a big time, June 4th. So people got to sign up.
Yeah, man. And we like to say that we give people return on their investment. So if you race with us, you're going to get a finisher's medal, which looks like this.
Nice.
If you can see, well, I'm messing it up, but
yep.
It's a big medal, and we get that. You get a t-shirt, you get free barbecue after the race, all the donuts you can eat, a nice water bottle for your bike, and we even give you like a 3-inch sticker for your back window of your car to help advertise us. So,
you know, hey, they love that. They love that. People love to put those in the back of the cars.
Yeah, everybody and their brother has back stuff on the back window of their car now. So,
yeah. Dan Frazier, you are awesome. I appreciate you very much, buddy.
I appreciate you, Gay. And I'm enjoying the podcast. That's for sure.
I'm glad.
It's totally different from how it was on the radio. And for me, it's much more entertaining because I have a different sense of humor.
Thank you.
And I get a lot of laughs out of it. So,
well, thank you. I just saw you joined on Twitch too. That was very, very kind of you. It's as Dirty Donut.
Yeah. I mean, you got to promote yourself, right?
You're darn right.
All right, Dan. Yeah, man, I appreciate it. And, have a good one, and we'll keep in touch. So hopefully some of your folks can use those codes and we'll help each other out, right?
Absolutely. All right, you're going to do great. Dan, I appreciate you. Okay, buddy?
Thanks, Eric.
All right, talk to you. See ya.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.